If you ask a physicist how big the discovery of the Higgs boson is, they're not going to downplay it.
Oh, it's certainly the most important thing that's been discovered so far at the fundamental level in this century so far.
Steven Weinberg is a theoretical physicist at UT, and he's been thinking about the Higgs boson for decades.
We would have all this settled long ago if Congress had not foolishly canceled a great scientific project that was going to be built here in Texas.
You know, perhaps once in a lifetime, something will happen that changes the course of history forever.
Let's go back for a moment to the 1980s. The plan was to build a state-of-the-art facility to study the most basic elements of everything in the universe. The payoff, as this promotional video from The Time promises, is a new and exciting understanding of the world around us.
I am speaking, of course, about the superconducting supercollider.
The superconducting supercollider.
The superconducting supercollider.
The supercollider was designed to study physics at extremely high energies, a factor of 20 times greater than possible in the world at that time.
Roy Schwitters directed the supercollider project. It was planned for Waxahachie. It would be a massive circular underground tunnel, 54 miles long, a giant high-tech halo encircling Waxahachie.
In fact, just going under ordinary folks' farms and towns and highways where it would do its thing.
It did its thing like this, pretty much the same as any other collider.
Yeah, it was basically two large racetracks around which protons, which are the nucleus of hydrogen, the elementary stuff that we're all made of, it could race them around these racetracks in opposite directions and cause them to collide head on.
And there are these detectors that sort out what is produced in the collisions.
Scientists then study that data to find traces of things like the Higgs boson. With the blessing of Congress, construction began on the supercollider in 1991. 15 miles of tunnel were dug, but 2 years and several billion dollars later, bad news. The supercollider was up against a new big science project you might have heard of, the International Space Station. A supercollider, it lost.
I couldn't believe it at first. It came as quite a shock in 1993 when the thing was canceled.
And so you were directing the project. What was that like for you?
Well, it was devastating to everyone involved.
Again, Roy Schwitters.
And the loss of the scientific opportunity because, as I said, that what we call the reach of the facility, the energy advantage it had over even the CERN machine, which was being planned in those days, was three times greater. So it still is a great scientific opportunity.
Our feelings as American physicists about this great discovery at CERN have to be a little bittersweet. This is a discovery that could have been and should have been made in America.
Steven Weinberg says he worries about the future of the country's scientific boldness. He recalls being on the Larry King show in the early 1990s, debating the supercollider with a congressman.
And he said he wasn't against science, he just thought we ought to set priorities. I said, well, that's fine, I agree with that. The supercollider would help us learn the laws of nature. Doesn't that deserve a high priority? And he said, no. Well, what can you do?
The superconducting supercollider site sat unused for almost 20 years. Roy Schwitters says it will probably never be used for scientific purposes. In fact, in January, a Waxahachie chemical company bought the site. It'll use the above-ground buildings, but the company says the collider's tunnels will remain closed and unused. Matt Largie, KUT News.